Welcome back, Wisconsin, or welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in the 2:30 block on a Wednesday, and that means it sounds like change with Emily's List here on The Maggie Dawn Show. My special guest this episode is Sarah Spain, Director of Strategic Communications at Emily's List. We're talking about what's at stake and the importance of young women voters this November. And I think about a place like the state of Wisconsin, where we saw after the Dobbs decision, women's health care sort of thrown into chaos until two, I would call them very brave, Wisconsin judges looked very carefully at our 1859 law, at our 1859 statute, and said, this is actually a statute that bars infanticide, the intentional harming of a woman by another that results in the death of a fetus. That is a different prohibition entirely. Of course, the idea that a law from 1859 enacted before women had the right to vote and before the civil rights movement could strip rights away from half of the population is anathema and sort of gross in its conception. But what are the stakes for Wisconsinites and especially young women in the state of Wisconsin if somebody like Eric Hovde is elected to the Senate, if Donald Trump is given another shot at stacking the federal courts with ultra-conservative, extremist, Christian nationalist right-wingers?
The reality is a vote for Eric Hovde, a vote for Donald Trump, is a vote for a national abortion ban. We also have to really pay attention to the anti-abortion playbook, which is chipping away at abortion state by state, law by law, with the goal of decimating access across the country. I think we know that if we elect Donald Trump, no state is safe with abortion care. I like to remind folks in California, you know, who think that maybe it's less of an impact, no state is safe, when a national abortion ban is a potential if we see Donald Trump in office. And so making sure that we're communicating that across the country, a national abortion ban is a possibility. We need to keep Republicans who have made clear that they support this out of office.
It's also why the congressional races here in Wisconsin for the 1st, the 3rd, and the 8th congressional districts, where you have pro-choice Democrats running in the form of Peter Barca, Ms. Cook running against Van Orton, who's a wingnut, and of course, Kristen Lierley, an OBGYN herself, running against Tony Weed. Those elections are important too. You know, there are some prognosticators that have said it is not out of the realm of possibility that Donald Trump could not only win the White House, but Republicans seize control of both the House and Senate. And if anybody out there is listening and thinks that a national abortion ban would not result from that election outcome, you are fooling yourselves. And the thing, even when I'm talking to very conservative friends of mine who have a religious and moral objection to abortion, what I say to them is, this is not just about reproductive freedom. It's about fundamentally respect for the humanity, the full participatory humanity of women in every element of our society. And you need only look at what people like J.D. Vance have to say about women and the fact that they're not listening to women to know that that position is not just about abortion. It is about denying women their full human dignity to participate in every facet, every bit of American culture on equal footing with men. It is a denial of the respect and, frankly, love that if you are a true Christian is necessary towards every single person without reserve. That is fundamentally what I try to say to people who may have those religious or moral objections. It's not just about that. It's indicative of their approach to people who aren't sort of abiding by the Christian nationalist playbook that women belong in bedrooms and kitchens and that's about it. Sarah, what can young women in Wisconsin do to make a difference in these last 27 days before the election?
Yes, we have 27 days. It's time to fight. I think we can, millions of things to do, but I think really the focus now, knocking on doors, like making sure you're getting out, you're talking to your neighbors, you're talking to voters, making sure they have a plan to vote, a plan to get out there, making sure you're getting the stakes of this election in front of voters. There are so many opportunities in Wisconsin, as you listed, up and down ballot to really get out there, talk to voters, GOTV. I also think make a plan for yourself to vote.
Yes.
The stakes of this election are very high, and look up look up exactly what you need to vote and make sure you have a plan so that you can get out there and vote up and down ballot for folks that are going to protect your reproductive rights.
You can find out information about your registration status, how to register, where to vote, all that good stuff at myvote.wi.gov. Emily's list can be found at www.emilyslist.org, on Twitter at Emily's List, on the gram at Emily's.list. I'll end with this. There's one group of people that's always had complete and total reproductive freedom, and that's rich women. That is fundamentally incompatible with a secular democracy if we're going to impose the religious beliefs of some on half of the population, but, you know, not rich ladies, because they've always gotten the abortions that they want. Thanks so much, Sarah Spain. Folks, when we come back after these brief messages, it's time for Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. And I've got nuns on the bus. Sister Alice Girdman and Sister Quincy Howard joining me for this very special episode. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.